Hi Trevor, we're here at EGX. You brought your game along with you. Do you want to introduce your game?
So the game is Racing Apex. It's a retro styled racing game with an art style similar to Virtua Racing from 1992.
I can see the similarity, I was going to say that earlier on.
Yeah, so I grew up playing games like Virtua Racing and Daytona USA in the arcades. My background is working on Burnout games, Midnight Club games, so I wanted to bring the old school art style with the modern physics and damage that you expect nowadays.
So I understand you're working on this on your own, so it might be a bit different from when you worked on Burnout or
Midnight
Club.
Yeah, exactly, yes. Well, it's a team of three people at the moment.
Three, okay.
So myself, I do the art, and then two chaps who are from ex-BlackRock, so they worked on Split Second.
Yep.
So they know racing games, so we're hoping that people will appreciate the return of an arcade racer, because Burnout is gone. Ridge Racers,
they're all gone. Even Need for Speed is not.
Need for Speed is not really an arcade
game
anymore, I suppose. Yeah,
I think every other year maybe it is.
Yeah,
when they do
true.
Their faux Burnout one. But okay, so how far through are you with the game?
So this is still pre-alpha. This is 5 months code, approximately.
Yep.
The release date is around about the middle of next year at the moment. It's not confirmed fully just yet.
So you have a bit of a time.
Yes, yeah. And this is the first time that the public have been able to playtest it as well.
How have you been finding the reaction to it? You experience lots
some
of...
Some people get hang of the drift pretty quickly, and it's a mechanic that you have to learn.
Yeah, so. Of course. Until they take their eyes off and crash.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for a release date next year, what kind of... are you putting in more features, more tracks?
Yes. So right now we have 8 characters and 32 vehicles and 16 tracks.
Yep.
But we'll be looking to expand the roster possibly before release.
Okay, so you say 8 characters and 32 vehicles. So you can choose a different character with a different vehicle.
Yeah, so each of the 8 characters, they have 4 vehicles available. So that it's like a progression path.
Okay.
So you'll start off with the slowest vehicle and then you'll be able to upgrade
to
the faster ones. We'll have full customization as well. So you'll be able to... basically customise the vehicle to make it your own.
What's the difference between the drivers? Is there stat differences or are they just cosmetic differences?
Weights,
okay.
So similar to Mario Kart where you have light, medium and heavy.
Yeah.
Similar thing.
Okay, so some of them drift better or some of them control
some
better,
of them more
some
stable.
Of them quicker
or
accelerate faster.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, very nice.
Yep.
So how many people, is it four on the track at once or?
At the moment, this is our test of our 4-player LAN build.
Okay.
So we support, we'll be supporting online multiplayer and possibly split screen.
So these are racing each other right now,
That's right, yeah. So these guys are all racing each other.
Okay. And you say online multiplayer is coming?
Yep.
Okay. Where can people find out more about the game?
So racingapex.com is the main webpage. Or Curve's website, they'll also have some information on there as well, because Curve are the publisher.
Okay. Thank you very much, Trevor.
Okay, no problem. Thanks.